Act 4, Scene 2.
One moment, Mr. Worthing. Now that I look at her, I see that Miss Cardew is a very attractive young lady. Turn around, my dear. No, the side view is what I want. Yes, quite as I expected. There are definite social possibilities in your profile.
Cecily is the sweetest, dearest, prettiest girl in the world, and I don't care anything about social possibilities.
Don't speak disrespectfully of society, Algernon. Only people who can't get into it do that. Dear child, you know, of course, that Algernon has got only debts to depend on. But I don't approve of marriages based on money. When I married Lord Bracknell, I didn't have any fortune at all, but I didn't let that stand in my way. Well, I suppose I must give my consent to my nephew's marriage.
Thank you, Aunt Augusta.
You may kiss me and call me Aunt Augusta in future.
Thank you, Aunt Augusta.
The marriage should take place as soon as possible. I don't approve of long engagements. They give people the opportunity to find out about each other's character before marriage, which is never advisable.
I apologise for interrupting you, Lady Bracknell, but this engagement is completely impossible. I'm Miss Cardew's guardian, and she cannot marry without my consent until she comes of age. According to the terms of her grandfather's will, Miss Cardew does not legally come of age until she is 35.
That doesn't seem to be a serious objection. 35 is an excellent age. London society is full of well-born ladies who have chosen to remain 35 for years. I see no reason why our dear Cecily shouldn't be even more attractive when she is 35. And, of course, there will be a large accumulation of property.
Algy, would you wait for me until I'm 35?
Of course I would, Cecily. You know I would.
Yes, I feel that instinctively. But I couldn't wait all that time. I hate waiting even 5 minutes for anybody. Waiting so long, even to be married, would be impossible.
Then what can we do, Cecily?
I don't know, Algernon.
My dear Mr. Worthing, as Miss Cardew declares that she cannot wait until she is 35, remark which shows rather an impatient nature, I beg you to reconsider your decision.
Well, my dear Lady Bracknell, the matter is entirely in your hands. The moment you consent to my marriage to Gwendolyn, I'll gladly permit your nephew to marry my ward.
You're surely aware that what you suggest is impossible. Algernon, you may, of course, do what you wish. Come, Gwendolyn. We've already missed 5 trains, and I don't wish to miss my dinner. These trains don't serve lunch, and nobody in this house has offered us any refreshment.
Lady Bracknell, Aunt Augusta, I must apologise.
Everything is ready for the christenings.
The christenings, sir? Is that not a little premature?
Both these gentlemen have expressed a wish for immediate baptism.
At their age? Quite ridiculous and most irreligious. Algernon, I forbid you to be baptised. Lord Bracknell would be very displeased to learn this is the way you spend your time.
Do I understand that there will be no christenings today?
As things are at the moment, I don't think that a christening would be of practical value to either of us.
I'm sorry to hear you say that, Mr. Worthing. However, since your present mood seems a little irreligious, I'll leave now and return to the church. I've just been informed that Miss Prism has been waiting there for me for over an hour.
Miss Prism? Did I hear you say Miss Prism?
Yes, indeed, madam. I'm on my way to join her now.
Please let me stop you for a moment. This matter could be of the greatest importance to Lord Bracknell and me. Is this Miss Prism a rather ugly female, with distant connections to education?
Miss Prism is a highly cultured, intelligent, and very respectable lady.
It's obviously the same person. May I ask what position she holds in your household?
Lady Bracknell, I must tell you that for the last 3 years, Miss Prism has been Miss Cardew's highly regarded governess and valued companion.
Too much education is very undesirable. But in spite of what I hear of her, I'd like to see Miss Prism at once. Please ask her to come.
She approaches. She's here.
I was told you expected me in the church, dear Reverend. I've been waiting there for an hour and a half.
Prism! Come here, Prism. Where is the baby?